It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine episode 124. How you doing, Sam? Where are you this time?
From stateside.
What zany location are you recording?
I assume you're meaning like what closest to what Taco Bell is what you're getting at, I guess.
Oh my God. Speaking of, you did end up sending me a picture of the Taco Bell you were talking about. The Taco Bell in question. And it was exactly how you painted it to be. Like, it was never, I think that's very important, especially to any new listeners. Like, everything we say is 100% accurate. Like, we don't let each other lie about stuff. Sam said there was a Taco Bell that sprung out of the ground pristinely, and it looked exactly like that. Like, it really, it was just, you sent me a picture, it was like a vacant lot around it. Like, there's nothing else there except a perfect, pristine, beautiful new Taco Bell.
Just to give you I don't know if this makes sense, but there's a fire station next to it. Mm-hmm. That's how weird it is. Like, that's not where you normally have fast food places. So weird. It's amazing.
So how many it's been a week since we last spoke. How many times have you had it?
Dude, I don't know, like 6 or 7. I haven't gone to McDonald's since I realized it was there.
Oh, God.
It's awesome. Yeah, I had breakfast there a couple
times.
While
you're on your way to your first heart attack and gaining assuredly hundreds of pounds, I've actually decided, because I heard a scientist on Sam Harris's podcast talking about diet and stuff, and it is fucking idiotic that we can't just get one scientific consensus on diet. Like, seriously, it is 2017 and there's 1,000 billion different people saying different things about what to fucking eat. Oh, don't eat this. Oh no, actually, that you could find people saying like, oh yes, don't ever eat this or you'll die, and like then other people say like, literally only eat that thing, like, because it's the best thing for you. Like, that's not even an exaggeration. Like, you'll have different fad diets, one of which is the exact opposite of the other, and somehow they're both coexisting. Like, people are doing both of them. It's so fucking weird. So this guy essentially said something to the effect of, well, Atkins actually was pretty much right. Like, we don't, carbohydrates are what's actually making us fat, and they just haven't been able to run the best studies on it. I was a little skeptical. Like, I don't know who the fuck to believe in any of this, but enough of the stuff he said kind of made sense. I was like, maybe I'll just try it. Like, I've got 15 pounds on me that I don't need to have. And dude, if you want to lose weight, have somebody take a video of you, because at a rehearsal for the show that Lydia and I are in, someone took video, and then I saw it and I was like, oh, okay, I need to lose 15 pounds. It's like, my stomach sticks out more than I think I was thinking it did.
Yeah.
So you should do that. Just hire somebody, Sam.
Oh, I know what I look like. It's just not care.
Good. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I need to lose 50. I'm not fat or anything, but I was like, I need to lose this 15 pounds. And if you looked on paper at my activity, like the amount of exercise I do and the fact that I don't eat that badly, honestly, you would think like, it's kind of weird that this guy can't lose weight. So then I thought, maybe I'll look into to Atkins or that kind of diet. And as soon as I did, I realized, okay, the reason I'm fucking fat ass is Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, they're the worst. If this diet is true, like if this theory is true, then Honey Nut Cheerios, the amount that I have, which is, you know, 1 to 2 bowls a day, is like single-handedly enough to make me an obese person. And like everything else I'm doing is probably barely counteracting that, like struggling to counteract the just horrendous amount of carbs. Because you look at the serving size, like serving size. I'm not having one serving of the Cheerios. My cereal bowl is at least like three servings. And it's like fucking 1,000,000,000 carbs. So I'm going to give it a try. So I've been trying this low carb thing and it's fucking weird. It feels like I need carbs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm not hungry because that's how they get you. They say like, well, you can eat as much as you want, like as much salami and fucking actually cheese, too. You can eat cheese. You can eat, you know, a bunch of stuff where it's like just if you're hungry, just eat that. But it's funny because when you do, like you just I'm just feeling weird. Like I'll be kind of full, but I'll be like, God, I need something and I don't know what. Yeah. Probably carbs. That's what my body
could
wants.
Be carbs.
Yeah, it could be carbs. But
one trip to Taco Bell, you'll be cured.
Yeah.
By the way.
So I'm giving it a try, and I'm excited. So while you're gaining as much weight as possible, eating Taco Bell every day, I'm going to see if I can lose this 15 pounds on this Atkins diet.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not gaining weight every day. I'm eating.
You've already gained the maximum amount of weight.
Yeah. I'm all maxed out.
There's no room.
No, I get like 250 calorie little... Fresco
sure,
style.
Sure you do.
I'm not eating any of the chalupas or any of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Atkins is awesome once you get used to it. It takes like a week before you get, I think a week or two maybe, before you don't really want to even eat carbs anymore. It's great. Anyways.
Well, I'll believe that when I see it. God, carbs. They're so fucking
good. Yeah, it's impossible.
I wish we'd never invented them. And then I was thinking like, God, I should be able to do this because I know... 200 years ago, there wouldn't have been the fucking option of eating all these carbs. Like maybe there, I don't know, beer or something. Like there'd be some things, potatoes.
Up until a week ago, I didn't even know there was a Taco Bell near me. Could have. You don't even have to go back that far.
Yeah. But anyway, the point of the story is, so you're stateside, huh?
Yeah, I'm stateside.
Are you recording from the Taco Bell? Do they have a Taco Bell recording?
But booth? I just got back from the Taco Bell. Yeah.
Got anything?
Yeah, I have plenty of stuff. You've been telling me that the softball thing, everybody
is
softball. Yeah.
Dying.
Got to hear more softball.
Some people have started fantasy leagues that are like your daughter's softball league.
We thought about a spin-off softball show, but then what would this show be?
Yeah. I'm worried that would kill
anyway,
this show.
It's really moving the needle, apparently, is what everyone's, all our tracking suggests. Segments with softball just way higher because this is live, I think, on air. Well, so I got one final update because the last game's tomorrow. I don't really think anything's going to happen, but this is not as juicy as the last updates, but I got to give everyone, so they want anything at this point. I could just say the word softball and that's probably good enough.
People are clamoring for it.
Yeah. I don't remember if I said this. Did I say how there was one game left and now they're doing like a little like end of the year tournament thing?
I don't think you said that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you told the story of the guy who was complaining like an asshole. Like,
yeah.
He turned.
Was that
the
last thing?
Yeah, I think you told that.
Okay.
So he became the very thing he was complaining against pretty much.
Well, this is more of a kid, how things are weird with your kids or whatever than softball, but... They had all-star tryouts. Did I say that?
All-star tryouts? I remember there was a scout.
Oh, there's a scout.
I don't know about it.
They scout all year long, and then they have a tryouts, which it actually was, but I'm pretty sure that it doesn't matter. Like, they already know who they're, going to have. But they have, like, the tip. One thing that was funny is what's your mental image of softball coach? Like, serious softball coach. What does he look
serious
like to you?
Softball coach. Well... God, I don't know.
Like the guy, not just one of these bullshit, coaches. Yeah. This is this all-star guy.
Oh, okay. This guy isn't just, punching the clock or whatever it is. He's not
This is his life. He's all about softball. He's
says
all the dumb things and whatever. Here, I'll give you a couple.
I mean, hat and sunglasses for sure.
Yeah, hat
like
sunglasses,
those
yeah.
Cool. And and not just normal sunglasses, like those cool kind of angular from the 90s
Oakley's,
sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what they all have. They are super tan. They're like black.
Of course,
so tan.
Very tan.
Because all they do is stand in the sun all day. They have huge calves. They're overweight. They're about 250 to 300 so pounds. They're like...
Yeah, they're usually
all
big people, like
six,
tall as well.
6'5", 6'3" to 6'5". Because it's weird.
They
it's just
played
like
some sort of college sport.
Yeah.
Like they were, and probably baseball. Like they were. Yeah. Yeah, but now it's long since then, so they've been drinking a lot since then. So they've got
they drink beer a lot. I'm pretty sure they're overweight, but also just big. Like you said, they're not just like sloppy. Like
they're
look,
big, they're usually big guys.
They would hurt you with their leg. Their legs are huge. They always have gigantic calves. And then they have like a low tough guy voice, you know, like just like a smoky voice, whatever. Anyway, that was this guy doing the eight and under. Like it couldn't mean anything less than it means. But it was so serious. So they broke all
he
the grills. So
use
anyway,
his calves at all for that?
No, yeah, not even necessary.
Yeah.
An extra calf. So here's what's the thing that was interesting to me about the whole thing is that somehow, I mean, I guess it's kind of hard because you don't know my daughter, especially, but definitely the listeners don't know my daughter. In you know, like what she does and doesn't do, and what you when you have a kid, you're trying to size
you know
up like
quirks and stuff.
Yeah.
And like what? Yeah.
And like you're always thinking, what are they going to be when they grow up? What do I have to like try to, you know, what do I have to accept that like, okay, they're not going to do this or they're going to be bad at this or they're going to be really good at this? And how am I figuring out how to, you know, fix some of the things or just try to
be okay with other things?
Yeah. Or watch them, you know, struggle with stuff and be like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do here. You're just not going to get that or whatever. They're totally like I have two kids. They're totally different. They're just totally different. So with my daughter, she's real impatient and sort of entitled and bossy. And I've noticed that, I mean, kids are probably like this anyway, but if something's not easy for her to do, she just like doesn't do it. Like she just wants to be, when they instantly start something,
well,
they think
definitely
they're,
you.
So yeah, me. Exactly.
Literally.
Pretty
you.
Much me.
Yeah.
So she wants to be good at it instantly. If she's not, she doesn't want to do it. And she doesn't really want to work at, well, she kind of does, but not too much. So basically me.
Yeah.
Me
much,
also.
Pretty much you. Yeah.
me. It's from Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Brilliant reference.
So my wife said, you know, daughter's going to try out for the all-star team. And I was thinking like, well, she's not going to make the all-star team.
Yeah.
She's
by the
seven.
Way, I saw her play for a tenth of a second. I think I saw her first and only out for the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unassisted out at third base.
Yeah. She got somebody.
That's pretty
out.
Good.
Yeah.
She can't hit at all. She struck out both times and then the next game struck out both times. I don't know what's wrong with that, but, so she's going to try out for the all-star team. And it's like, you remember when I was going to tell you, like, remember when, growing up when there would be things like that. Like I remember they wanted me to, for some reason I was convinced by my parents or something to run for president of grade against my best friend at the time who was running. And he had like our other friends were going to do like vice president, secretary, whatever the fucking stupid bullshit things are.
Wait, you're telling me the treasurer in eighth grade doesn't make a huge impact on the school finances?
So stupid. They had like a ticket. Like they had a ticket of the four of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They did.
Because the party most eighth grade voters go based on party affiliation.
So
they're very partisan that way.
So it was like
every single person just promises like a soda machine or some shit. Like it's always
so dumb.
We'll get a soda machine in the classroom and like it's nothing. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's really dumb. But at some point, I don't know if I was convinced or I can't remember, it's 1,000 years ago, but I just decided I was going to run for president against them. They were all my friends.
Weird.
Their whatever deal. And it was just weird. And then it was like, if I did it, I got like pizza for dinner. That was the reward.
Wow. Well,
and then,
back then that was worth it.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. So I did it and lost, but you know, landslide. It was a landslide loss.
People are still talking about it.
I don't think I got a single vote. You know what's weird? I don't know what the fuck the vote was. I would like to know. I would like to know, like, did I get 10%? 1%?
Maybe you can
appeal
that still. I don't know.
I would love to know what, because I did ran a pretty good campaign, if I remember. I entered the race late. So right off the bat, it was tough. Some people had already made up
their minds.
There's
definitely demographic disadvantages. There's, you didn't campaign enough in swing classrooms.
Yeah. The drama class was the one that
everyone
knew.
You didn't spend enough money there. That's the thing.
But anyways, long story short, it was one of those things that was just like, you'll do it and lose and then, but it's good or something. Like it's good for you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what I was looking at. I don't remember if you had ever did anything like that, but that was what I was looking at with my daughter trying.
Yeah,
out for
I
All-Star
did once,
team.
But I stupidly did it as a sixth grader running against like seventh and eighth graders. I don't know. Somehow they let you do that. So I was like, all right, I'll do that. And then I've mentioned this to you before, and you didn't, I think on the show, and you didn't remember. You helped me make these stickers for it.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you don't remember.
Still don't remember.
Okay. It was funny.
And then I remember the you saying that it, I did yeah, that now,
yeah,
but
the
I don't remember.
The joke from it was I lost, and like some random kid, I have no idea what the actual scenario would be, but it was almost as though I like found out I lost and some random kid was there, even though I know that's not the case, but, or maybe I mentioned it to some random kid, like, oh yeah, I ran and lost. And he's like, oh, you should have done what that one kid did with those stickers. Those were good. And I was like, that was me. Like, apparently it made no difference. But
I remember that now.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that.
So that's my, anyway, that's my awesome. Running sitch scenario.
Yeah. That's your running joke. Yeah,
that was my experience running for critical student representative.
It's a great running joke. So anyway, so yeah, okay, so she's on the worst team, the second, whatever, one of the top two or three most terrible teams that have ever been assembled at any level of any sport. And there's entire teams that are 10 times better than the best player on their team. So there's no, you know, there's no chance. But what was interesting is she just decided she's going to do it. I didn't tell her to do it or say she should or shouldn't. She just said she was going to do it. And then so she went, she did the tryouts, and she, like, I told her, like, we practiced a little bit and, you know, supportive of it or whatever. And then I watched the whole tryouts. Like, I happened to be off. And it was pretty organized. Like, they had groups that would do, like, fielding from third and shortstop and then catch balls at first. And then they did hitting and whatever. Anyway, so she did horrible at the fielding. But she was taking it seriously. And, you know, the other interesting is only three girls from her team tried out, even bothered to show up and try out. So it's this weird feeling that, like, I've never had, you know, yet as a parent, is like, I was proud of her for doing that. And I was like, yeah, it's nice to think, like, that's, she's sort of like a real human that's just decided, like, to do, I don't know. It's hard to talk about when you don't.
Doing something you're not gonna,
I don't know. Well, when you have a baby, you'll see, they don't do anything for ever. And then they slowly do stuff, but you still think of them as a baby, but then you also are like, they're kind of an adult. It's weird. It's hard to really, even seeing them every day, you're always thinking like, is this a person or not yet? I don't know what's going on here. And you try to help them and yell, you want to yell at them if they don't do something right, but then you're like, oh, they're not a human, so I shouldn't really yell at them.
Right.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is one of the first times I remember it was like, here's something you can do that you're going to definitely fail at. And she said, like, I know I won't make it, but I want to try out and see.
Wow.
Whatever. Yeah. So I was like, I didn't expect her to do that. Yeah. So she did that. And there were 32 total girls that tried out for the All-Star team. And I watched the whole thing. She
hit
pretty well.
How many play on a baseball team? Like 30? I don't know. That was
nine. And then they keep like three, four alternates.
A couple bench players, right?
I think they had
exactly nine.
Well, I don't want to give away the end of this, but and I'll tell you at the end. So we're almost at the end. Yeah. For everyone who wants more softball, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Our entire show's right.
I'm almost at the end of me. Anyway, she hit good. One of the coaches was like really impressed with her hitting, and we talked about how she's seven and the other girls are 8 and 9. So whatever, it was fine. And then, so the next day we got the word that like she didn't, you know, we got an email like, sorry, your daughter didn't make the team. And the main thing I want to say about all this is that it still sucks. Like, I know she wasn't going to make the team. Everything about it, never expected it. I could have bet $1 million she wouldn't make the team. Mm-hmm. It still is like, not depressing really, but it's kind of sad. Like that I feel bad for her, like that she did that and went for it and didn't get it. There's nothing you can do. Like as a parent, like I'm saying, as a parent, there's something you can do with for your baby or whatever until there's certain anything. Like when they have a problem, it's like you just buy something or give them time or, you know, and then there's a certain point in their life where it's like, you can't do anything about that. Like they just have to have a failure and you can't, there's nothing you can do. But what was funny is, so we got the email, she didn't make it. And then when we got to the next game, it turned out that like everybody made it except for her, like 30 kids. They had they made two All-Star teams.
Oh my God.
With like 15 kids each. And she was, you know, the 32nd. So she was like one of two people that didn't make it. And I watched the whole tryouts and I'm like, I don't think she was one of the worst too. Like, and I don't think she knows that yet, but both of the other two girls on her team totally made the team. Yeah. Awesome. Jesus. So that goes with my theory that like, you know, they watched them the whole season and they probably just don't, you know, we're not, the other two girls that were on the team definitely have family members or friends that are in the league that coach, you know, they all, that's all they fucking do. They do it constantly. Every fucking chance they get, It's who's in the in crowd against who's not. I'm not saying my daughter should have been.
Great elections all over.
Yeah, it's exactly. And then and again, you're just like, there's nothing you can do about it. The only thing though is, and the good part of the end of the story is that, I mean, she did it and she was motivated. So then I know again, like, all right, if she really wants to do it, like, again, I'll spend all fucking day. Mm-hmm. I'll buy anything she needs to next year to crush
Assuming
everybody.
You can find it at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Whatever they have at Taco Bell related
I'll
to
buy
softball.
All the Taco Bell there could, you, this problem yeah. requires. Like, however
so I constructed a batting cage out of chips. Yeah, and then there's a big, like nacho thing. That you
there's
could...
a new fried chicken batting cage yeah. option.
But I bought, so I was watching the All-Star tryouts and they had like a big net that they were hitting into off a tee. And I was like, okay, I'm buying that. And then the guy had like this yeah, big
For you,
stick.
It was like a trade show of all the stuff you were going to
yeah,
buy.
Yeah, pretty much. I bought it that off of him. I was like, yeah. I'm buying, I'm
Did
having
I buy
that.
This entire tryout?
How much, tryouts?
For, that? Yeah. How much yeah. for these tryouts?
How much for that coach?
You're yeah. like from a 90s kid movie, like with rich people. Like you just yeah. buy all you people and everything you're doing.
Pretty much. This is now mine, this whole thing. You're not leaving. Nobody yeah. leaves here. My daughter will come and go, and you will perform
it's
this
It's crucial,
entire...
since it's a movie I'm talking about, you have to do the thing where you just pretend you already own it, and then everybody's like, "Why? What is this guy pretending?" And then that's when you reveal, like, yes, in fact, I have purchased all of this yeah. stuff. Yeah, you have to. You can't just come out and say it, because that would be too easy. Like, it would be too,
yeah.
you know, people would be like, oh, okay, I understand you just bought everything. All right. You have to. Yeah. You have to first... make that conflict if you act already as though you own all these people. So that's just to make sure we
okay, I'll do
it
that
the right way.
Time.
Yeah, okay.
One of the coaches had this stick that you hold on to. I've never seen this before, but it's just like a, it's like a cane, like a, when you're
to
a blind person's walking cane thing. Imagine a blind person with a walking cane that they do back and forth, except for it has a softball on the end of it that's like glued onto it kind of.
Why and does a blind person need a softball on the end of their...
Well, they
maybe
don't.
Maybe I don't understand.
This is there's two different kinds of sticks. They always buy the one yeah. without the softball, but they've been making.
Oh, they could buy the one with the softball.
Yeah, okay. They can't see it. They yeah. just pick. They must.
Maybe
accidentally
the problem
pick.
Is they don't know how much money they have because they can't tell their bills apart. So they're like, yeah. I wish I could afford.
I don't even know
softball.
How they get one in the first yeah. place. Yeah. How do they get anything? How are they even dressed? Anyway,
I don't know.
But it's got a big softball in the end, so you hold it out, and you know, away from your body, straight, and then the kid just hits it, and you like. You know, you go your arm with the motion of the softball that's on the end of the stick. So I got one of those. I don't know what it does. It probably doesn't do anything, but
yeah.
I just got it. Then today, actually, I set it all up in the backyard. She's got like a tee, a bunch of billion practice balls, a net. And I did a little test on it, a fucking test on her. And I said, oh, and I got her a donut for the bat, like a weight thing. And I told her, like, if you want to get stronger and faster hitting, here's what you need to do. I got this all set up for you. I showed her how to do it. We put her feet in the right spots and everything. I'm like, you come out here every day. You do like 25 swings with the bat without the donut. And then put 25 with the donut and do that back and forth. Try to do, let's say, 100 swings a day. If you do that every day or 5 days a week, whatever, you will be awesome next year. Like, there's no way she wouldn't. There's no possible way. And if she does, oh, and the other thing is I told her if she does that for, you know, a month or two, I will buy her a pitching machine. I'll buy whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I'll buy a pitching machine that pitches to you, and we'll go to the park and I'll pitch you an unlimited number of balls until your bat is broke. Like, there's nothing left of your bat. It's just like a little knob that you hold on to. So I did that. I did some with her, but I said, you know, I got to go to work. And I said, you know, start today. No, we'll see how serious you are. And so I messaged my wife before we started this, and I was like, did she practice? She's like, yeah, she hit like 100 balls out there by herself. I was like, all right, it's fucking on then.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's awesome.
This softball thing next year, I don't know if she'll ever be amazing, but
infinite
if she continues with this,
she's going to
kill people.
Yeah.
She's going to kill people next year. It's going to be awesome. Home runs over the fence every at bat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to teach her to field, right?
Whatever. Fielding's overrated. If you hit the chicks,
I've seen Moneyball.
Chicks take the long ball.
Yeah.
It's going to be home runs.
The long ball.
Yeah.
Ultimate 90s stupid commercial reference. God, chicks dig. I almost want to find that, but I don't think I have my sound hooked up.
But just again, the moral to the story is like, I'll quit some stuff. But with her, like, if she wants to do it, we're not quitting. Like, I don't care if she gets cut. If they say she's the 300th worst kid in the entire league, I won't quit. We'll just fucking beat their ass next year. That's all we're going to do. It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That rules.
Anyway.
Yeah, maybe she, what if she's so good she single-handedly can win every game? Like, she just crushes
she could.
A homer every time.
She could.
Well, she gets the bat like once a game, though.
Yeah.
That's the only problem
well,
with that.
That's the one thing I have to figure out that's doesn't really fit into the plans is I have to get her on a real team next year, and I don't know how the fuck I'm doing that because I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah, so that's true.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, good update. Dude, I got to do a bit that I've been saving for a while that it's actually, I know a long time ago you asked me about like emojis or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we actually need emojis. I think I was wrong as a human. I was just totally wrong. As humans, we need emojis because I realized the other day that like someone, God, especially if you're someone with any sort of negative, just kind of negative thoughts or negativity in your mind, because someone like you could tell someone that like, you know, your dad died. Mm-hmm. And then we can't use that as an example. let me pick something different. Your mom died.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So pretend we tell someone, my cat died, your dog died, something like that. And then they type, what if they type back to you, that sucks? Like just that sucks. In your mind, you could read it as like, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like they could have meant that it sucks. Like, oh, God, that sucks. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you don't have no idea because you just see the text and you're like, you could read it in the worst fucking possible way. Like, you'd be like, this asshole doesn't care that my cat just died. Or that, you know, whatever, your dog died. Like, they just were like, oh, that sucks. That sucks. Like, I was just thinking in my mind all the different ways you could, like, just those words. Like, it could be from, that sucks, to like, God, that's...
They're in tears, yeah.
Yeah, like they could literally, they couldn't even text anymore to you.
So what is the emoji crying for that then?
So the emoji is, if you type, that sucks, and then you add a stupid little fucking yellow face with a blue tear coming out of it, all of a sudden, you're like, wow, this person really cares. Well, holy, they said that sucks, and then a crying face. Like they're literally crying for my cat. They cared about my cat that died even more than I did. And just because you put a dunk, because humans are fucking idiots. Like you put a picture, like a, it's not even like, here's a picture of my face and I'm literally crying. Like that would make sense. You'd be like, okay, I see.
Yeah, that's a little over the top, actually. Just do the emoji.
Yeah. Just having a crudely drawn yellow face with a tear, it totally works. Like 100% works. It completely changes how you perceive the thing that was previously that sucks. Now it's like, oh God damn it. The why? The humanity. Like it just goes to the ultimate over the top thing, just with a stupid fucking crying face symbol that's drawn with yellow. Like it's amazing. It is true. You need it. You have to do it. Otherwise, you try to text something thoughtful or whatever. And then there's like exclamation points are just they're blunt instruments is what they are. Like consider you're sending someone a that sucks text, like that, you know, something happened to them. Consider like visualize it in your mind. Well, I send the that sucks. Well, that sounds like I'm a horrible human being who doesn't care. So then I add the exclamation point and then it's like, that sucks. Like what? What is?
Yeah, it's like that sucks, bro.
It's like that's not right. That's not what I'm going for either. Like, so you drew that back and forth. It doesn't work, and then you have to get a fucking fake face to show like here is the emotion that I'm trying to convey to you, drawn on a fucking bullshit smiley face emoticon thingy, and it totally works. 1,000% does it work. I send Lydia one emoji of like a heart, and she's like, oh my God, never. I'm happy for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The rest of my days. Just because I pushed one more button that showed a thing. Like, it's amazing.
I've been doing that with my wife. I've been sending the three with the greater than or less than thing since the first phones.
Yeah, and smart. It's like a smart.
Yeah. Even that, it's not an actual picture of a heart like it is now. But your mind, that back then when we didn't have the, like you said, the cartoonish faces or whatever, the cartoon hearts. That was the same. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter that it's better quality now. It to our brain, it was the same thing of like, oh man, like you just send I love you in text or whatever. It's like, yeah, I love you. That's the thing I have to say. No, you send a three with a greater than sign or whatever. That's a heart. It's amazing.
Less than so much three. Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Less than three. Is it that way?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Less than three.
Yeah. I is less than three. You.
I thought it was the three first for a second. No, that doesn't make sense.
Maybe some weird ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Emoji.
What I was going to say off of that is I'm amazed at how hard I laugh at the anime. We're not going to fucking get into this, but they're called GIFs. But anyway, the animated GIF is the fucking funniest thing. I laugh at them every single time. It's not, it'll be like when I see something and it's not funny. And then it's a GIF of a guy doing something crazy. Really,
hold on. You don't even need to go into it. That already sounds amazing. I'm already, already laughing funny. At that. Yeah. I'm just visualizing when I see the squirrels in there. Like, yeah. It'll just be some... I don't know how people think of that. Like, they think of ones where it's like, it truly is a great, it's an amazing expression of comedy. Like, I don't know how they think of some of them. Like, oh, when I'm at the store and blah, blah, blah. And then it's something and you're like, wow, someone saw that GIF and then thought of that after it, right? There has to be how you do it. Like, how do you do that? I don't know.
I'm not good at it.
No, I can't do that.
It's like when you try to do one, you don't think it's funny. But whenever I see anyone do any of them, they're funny.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Every single
makes
time.
No sense. So there was weird. Some a guy was doing one in this chat, adult chat. I mean, this is some chatter. What is it? whatever. I can't think of the context, but they were all hilarious. There was one with like, it was just Obi-Wan Kenobi like taking his, hood off. It must be on the first one when he's got his hood, the old Obi-Wan, not the new one.
I mean, of course.
And he was just like, took his hood off of his eyes and said something. It's like, and the guy was like, I'm here or whatever in the chat. And I was laughing. It's nothing. Not funny, but it's funny. It's weird. Yeah. It's like your brain goes, oh, that's the, okay. I know there's a human just sitting at a computer or whatever, who just entered a chat room or whatever, but they have a picture of Obi-Wan Kenobi and he's taking off his thing. And that would be like, if he did that, it's funny. Makes no sense.
It's amazing. And that's the least funny one I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's why I used it as an example.
Still pretty funny. But I really was wrong. Like, we need them. Like, text just doesn't work.
They're awesome.
It's funny, and I don't know if... what I wonder is if people with more positive outlooks, and not like a negative, negativity that you or I have, or that I certainly have in my brain all the time. I wonder if they don't have that problem, where if someone... I'm not sure. Like, if someone sends a text like, oh, too bad, do they read it as like, oh, they care, too bad? Or because I would be like, oh, you're just my brain would be now, mind you, I can overcome this. But like my first impulse would be like, that person is telling me they don't give a shit. Like, they're just like, oh, too bad. Like, they don't care. They're in a monotone. Like, my brain turns it into the worst possible reading of the text. I wonder if happier, like, positive people don't have that. They read everything like too bad.
I wonder a lot of things about happy, positive people. That was a good segue for my next thing, which is...
Update again.
Yeah, softball update. Hot off the presses.
Yeah.
On the history of this show and F this podcast, pretty much every time I try to do something negative and funny, I guess, unless it's fast food, that's pretty much all positive. But this is something that is just 100% positive. There's nothing, I don't have no jokes, nothing I can even think of, not one negative thing I could possibly think of.
I don't know if we should do it.
it's awesome. I have to
I'm just kidding.
This thing that's about to happen is like, the greatest thing. I can't think of anything. I was thinking of setting this up as to like, what would be better than what I'm going to be doing this week? And I can't think of it. Do you already know this? Maybe I didn't tell you.
I don't think so.
On Wednesday, first off, I'm not working this whole week. I took the week off.
Oh, you did just mention, I forgot that you're taking a week off.
On Wednesday, I'm taking my son, just my son, me and my fucking son. We're just going to LA for the whole week. Wow. And we're going to go to the zoo and the Dodger game. And I got some events I got to go to down there. We're just going to fucking hang out.
Can I go?
Yeah, for like 4 days. It's the great... Dude, I was trying to... Okay, if you said like I have the hottest whatever, the most attractive woman to you in the world is going to hang out with you for 4 days and stay in a hotel. Okay, that might be better. But besides that, and I could do, and it was all guilt-free, all that. No one's was hurt by my actions.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm doing this week.
that's pretty good. But second to that, would be just to take my awesome 4-year-old, amazing, hilarious son and just hang out with him. Dude,
he's
another
so
thing with
cheerful
kids,
and just like
he's the
good
best.
To go for everything.
Yeah,
just like,
he's the best. Just do anything with him and it's really enjoyable. He loves it.
Yeah, we all need that. Like, that's awesome. Like, if there's some way, if you don't have a perfect son, like maybe we need some sort of computer program to go along with us two things. and say like, and be excited about it. Like I need something to exhibit excitement about things so I can be like, oh yeah, wow. Yeah. That does exist in life. Excitement, joy.
It's like, I love my daughter, but if I went with her on this trip, it would not be that fun. Like she just has, it's, everything's a problem. It's me. It's going with me on a trip. I have my son. He's the opposite of me. Everything is fun. He's hilarious and cheerful. And so it makes me like that. I can't, when you're with a perfectly innocent, perfect human like my son, you can't do anything but be like that. There's no, what am I going to say? Oh, I'm tired. Or, and there's nothing
you can say. Economy.
Exactly. Like a Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to say like 100 hilarious, stupid things because he's four and he's going to just, the whole thing, like it's not even predictable how funny. It could be 10 times funner than I even think it's going to be. But I got no interrupt. Because when you're in a family dynamic with a couple of kids, there's too much like, I'll talk to him, but he's talking to his sister and his mom and they're all, you know. When it's just you and him, you get 100% attention and you're responsible for him. He's going to be, you know, like saying nice things to me, like, thanks for doing this, or, I don't know, dude, it couldn't be better. Yeah. Couldn't be better.
Can I go?
I'm going to be in the greatest mood.
I'll take care of yourself.
And I know everybody listening is like, asshole, everyone loves their kids. Everyone thinks they're the best. This kid is actually the best.
Yeah.
You know, he's the best fucking kid.
Because, I mean, you... Yeah. You're honest about your kids.
Yeah. My daughter would not be fun to go with. I love her, but she's just not fun. Like, she's fun sometimes, but she's just too much.
Yeah, she's fun here and there.
Real high maintenance, you know, whatever. Like I said, she's me. I don't even hate her for it, but I don't know what magical thing happened to where I have another kid that's perfect the greatest perfect ever. Perfect boy.
Number one handsome boy.
God, it's going to be awesome. I can't even wait. I don't know. I want to take him to like every cool place. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. I don't have, in my whole life, I'm 37. Even with my wife, I didn't really feel like that ever. Maybe when we were dating a little bit, but you know, when you like somebody, you know, feeling? It's weird. Yeah. I don't like anybody. I don't want to do anything with anybody. I actually like this person and he likes me.
Probably in like a year, it'll be ruined too. So at some point he's just going to change.
It will. Yeah. It will. But it's all right.
But for now, he's number one handsome boy.
I'm going to soak it up right now as much as I can. Anyway, there's nothing negative about the whole thing. It's just going to be fucking awesome. The whole entire time is going to be awesome. We'll talk about penis jokes, farts, everything. There's no, any jokes at all, he'll laugh at all of them.
Yeah.
God, it's going to be the best. Anyway.
Jeez, wait a minute. You get to make penis and fart jokes the whole time?
The whole time. Yeah.
So great.
We do it anyway around the girls, but once they're gone, the whole time it's going to be penis jokes and fart jokes.
It's amazing. Oh, man.
I wish everyone had that. I mean, a lot of people do, but like, God, it's the number one thing, like for me. The best thing I could have is my son right now, for however long it lasts. Like you said, 2 years later, probably hate him, but for now, it's great. Especially coming from where we came from with our dad, growing up. I mean, I remember having some, you know, having good times with our dad, but before he decided he didn't want, it wasn't fun for him or whatever, which I'll probably do to my son. But anyway, just get one of those.
Yeah. I mean, that's everybody. What I'm saying. Like we all need a Tamagotchi or whatever. What the fuck were those called? Is that right?
Tamagotchi.
Yeah. We all need a Tamagotchi that's like excited about stuff, bright eyed, you know, just wants you take them to a Dodger game and they're like amazed by it. Like, God, it's the best.
He's going to, not to go on forever, but he's going to meet professional, you know, I'm going to meet some professional athletes at this event or whatever I'm going to bring him to. He's going to meet them, like football players and stuff. He's going to go crazy. God. I don't even know what he's going to do. He's going to be the greatest day of his life. And I get to watch him just love it all. It's going to be so good.
That rules.
Anyway, I might not be back. I might not come back. I might just take him.
Yeah, we'll tune in next week to find out if Sam...
he's going to shit his pants and it'll be an absolute disaster.
Yeah, how often does he shit his pants?
Never.
Never.
He's a perfect boy. Perfect boy. Never. I have to wipe his ass still. It sucks. That's one thing. It's the last thing.
Bit. Yeah.
That's the last thing.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
I can't remember when my daughter was able to do that, but there's some point where they just can wipe their own butt. But for 4 years, you have to wipe their ass. It sucks.
It's really weird that they can't figure that out.
It's like they can't. They do it, but they just get poop all over themselves. And it's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, they haven't developed those fine motor skills.
But imagine he's a little human that's eating normal food now, and he takes disgusting shits. They're so gross. And he goes in there, and I tell him every time, can you flush the toilet? Like, immediately when you feel the big poop go in the toilet, flush it. But he stays in there and he hotboxes the bathroom with just rancid shit smell. And then I have to come in and flush it and then wipe his butt in the stink of his poop every time. God, so gross.
But even notwithstanding that, still getting the best time.
Still. Yeah, wow. It's going to be great. There's no negative to it. I have nothing to complain or make jokes about. It's just fucking awesome. Just once out of 150 shows that we've done or 200, whatever it is.
All right.
This is a pure good thing.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. That's
no,
great.
There's nothing. Yeah.
I am amazed that it's going to take 4 years. I have 4 years in my future of wiping a kid's ass because, you know, our baby's due soon.
And, you get... The first 6 months is milk poop, which is not real poop. It's not bad at all. It's the real shits when the real food
real
start
shit
coming.
Hits the fan.
Yeah, you think like adults have shitty smelling shit. Like it's different. Like a kid will have like, no, it's just as bad right from the start.
Yeah,
and are
you
used
the
to
smaller amount of shit? Like,
nah, no, doesn't matter. It's disgusting. If I don't know how your marriage is, but. You don't really have to smell it. You go a long time. Well, you know, I guess the bathroom, but you're not really exposed to other people's shit like right in your nose, like right in your nose for 20 years or have your whole life,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you just have your face to face with huge shits that you have to deal with.
Yeah, it's true. Like even if on occasion you smell someone else's shit from a, from a modest distance, you know, you don't
you get
have
out of
to
it pretty quick.
In your face, up close and personal.
Yep. I was going to say, I just remembered something I meant to say on the emoji thing, which is that I have certain people that it's just understood that we will be, you know, speaking in emoji, and then other people I don't. And it's funny because your wife is one of them. Like I try every time I don't message her that much, but if I ever do, I have to throw emoji in there because it's funny every time.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. I like search around like what.
It started back when you mentioned. Doing emojis on the show or whatever, that you were wondering if I would do emojis.
It's there's two types of people. There's people who do emojis and don't, and I do that. I play both parts.
Well, I still don't. Like, I can't do, there's a, like, okay, in the emoji keyboard, I'm using 0.0% of all emojis.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, there's stuff there I don't get what it's there for. I don't understand.
A lot of them.
I don't know who's using it. I don't know what they're doing with it. I mean, it's fine. Consenting.
But you know there's a use for all of them. That's
apparently,
the thing.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But like there's like, and there's subtly different versions of all these. Like when, like, yeah, I like cat emojis, but do I need that? Like when am I using this cat expression versus that cat?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like there's a bunch of them. So it would be unfair to say like I'm an emoji guy now or anything. But I just think that there are certain times when you need to show what the sentiment behind your message is, like drawing a stupid bullshit face somehow makes 1,000% difference. It's like, it's the greatest thing you could ever do.
It
perfectly explains your feelings. Like it's, it's poetry. Like it's,
I'm looking at it now. There's like a robot. Like when do you use the robot face? Is that when you're just saying like, I saw a robot?
Yeah.
Cause you know, the other thing is, I don't know if the iPhone. Well, you don't have iPhone anymore.
No,
I don't.
Wait,
but
I
you know,
you
with,
never had iPhone.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But so I don't really know like how it works. But with the Galaxy stuff, if you type a word that's an emoji, it'll like change it into
or
the emoji.
Or you can like change it into a GIF or something, right?
Yeah, it's weird. We haven't even scratched.
You can change it into a GILF too. Like you can change.
Oh wow, where? What kind
any...
of what?
Any word you type that's remotely GILF related, it's like turn convert to GILF button. Maybe that's an app I installed. I don't know. Could have been a specific GILF app.
Anyway, it's funny. I don't know. Like whenever I don't exactly do what you say where I try to pick the right emoji for the right thing. It's just funny. Like I just send any of them and I laugh about it for no reason because it's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's stupid and it shouldn't be anything, but it is funny.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
All right, well, that about does it for the normal sesh here on Comedy Shoeshine.
Yeah.
Tune in over on patreon.com/shoeshine for some bonus extra. I think
softball stuff. Yeah,
what's that?
Extra softball stuff. That was bullshit. I got real softball.
That was
shit
the
here.
Fake softball update. Here's
none of that
real,
happened. Yeah,
here's the real juicy softball update.
Somebody died. I'll tell you, but some kid died on the field. May or may have not been my daughter.
Can't wait to hear about that. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been Comedy Shrew Shrine, and we'll see you guys next week. All right. So
I do have one more softball thing, actually. Yeah, this is funny. It's really short. Did I tell you, or do you remember in the softball games how they finish the game, the two teams, and then like whoever wins will be like nicer and do a cheer for the other team and they'll do cheers.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck that.
So
I hate that.
This is awesome. You're going to love this.
Dude, there was one. Now, hold on. I could talk about this for a day because I had to fucking watch hours and hours. Yeah. No, you shouldn't even. That's a stupid time interval to use.
Yeah, really.
Years, centuries.
One game is a fucking week.
Fucking millennia of my sisters playing softball. I just, that was my life as a child. I don't remember anything other than that. And it was so fucking hot. It was so fucking boring. And they would do these cheers that make me want to kill every man, woman, and child there. Like, I hate the fucking cheers. And that's one, I never would remember that. You're totally right. When the one team wins, they go over to the opposing dugout and they impose themselves. They make like a tunnel that they have to go through, that the loser team, the fucking disappointed, crying loser team has to go through a tunnel of these fucking assholes cheering. And what would they say? Like, we enjoy playing you or something. Or like, there'd be other
Eight,
ones.
8-4-6-2.
No, there's another one. There's even more condescending.
There's a lot of
one.
Them. Yeah.
God, it was like,
we enjoyed beating you.
Yeah. No, it's over the top. It's the opposite of that. It's like, you're so great. You're the best. Fuck you.
So I'll tell you the ones that they did this year. Sure. One was, I think our team won, and they went out on the bases. They ran out of the dugout and went, like, they all, I was trying to remember this.
Dude,
Three of them were on second.
I remembered it. They would go, these fucking asshole kids, whose idea this was, I don't know. But if
I hope
I were
you're not
going
to steal my whole thing right now.
I'm worried you're going to do it. I'll let you do yours.
I just don't want you to say the whole thing that I'm setting up.
Yeah, I think it could be that. We'll see.
Okay, but I'm going to give you a different one. So there, three girls each went on first base, second base, third base of my daughter's team that beat the crap out of the support of the team. And then the other team had to run the bases, run around first, second,
third.
Who
made them do that?
Yeah, to get them high or side fives and say whatever they said as they're running the bases. They're humiliated. They just lost.
Yeah.
They have no self-worth.
Do they have to like drop their pants while they're doing it? The most humiliating possible thing.
So just to give you an example of one. So the one that I've been, this is the whole thing, is, and I hope, I don't know, you might not have been saying this, but maybe you were, I didn't want to let you. My daughter's team got murdered, completely killed. They're all crying, you said. Yeah. And the other team comes over to her dugout and makes the tunnel, like you said, the tunnel for the, they have different ones, the tunnel where they clap over the top or something like that.
Unbelievable.
This one that I don't know if this is what you're going to say. All the girls from the other team, you know, they make a tunnel coming out of our girls' dugout. And our girls are on the field still. They're still crying out on the field if they just lost. So they're not in the dugout. So they got to get in the dugout. So these girls, these asshole girls, come over and make a tunnel in front of the dugout that you have to go through, like you said, to get into the dugout. But this is, I hadn't seen this one. They get down on the ground and make a tunnel that's like a foot off the ground with their arms.
Oh my God.
And they chant, "How low can you go?" like 1,000 times. And I watched my daughter's team crawl on the ground.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Chest down in the dirt.
No way. Yeah. That's too.
Yeah.
As a parent, I would not be able to watch that. I would literally yell, "Stop fucking doing that!" There's no way. I can't be a parent. We're getting an abortion.
You're gonna love this. I haven't even got to it yet. They do the whole "How low can you go?" and I'm watching girls. I'm not exaggerating right now. I'm watching girls eating like pounds of dirt. Their whole jersey completely dirty. They're crying. Their tears are muddy. They're going through this thing. They're just covered in dirt. And my daughter was at the end of the line, and she just walked around the thing and went into the dugout. Didn't do it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It was awesome. And my wife was laughing. We were both laughing, and I was like, "God, I would have done the same thing. Fuck that. No one's going to make my fucking daughter crawl in the dirt on her chest." All the other girls did it, too. And I'm sure the coach was like, "Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do the thing?" It's like, fuck that. It's fucking stupid.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. How could you? Who taught them? Someone teaches them to do this. They don't make... Fucking little girls are not going to coordinate into a team of... You know, like, so the coach or somebody teaches them, like, hey, you know, after we already humiliate a poor team and they're crying and they're, like, fucking can't even... They're beside themselves. Let's make them eat fucking dirt to get into the... And it'll be fun. It'll be like a... like
chanting, how low can you go, over and over again the whole time. They never stop saying, how low can you go? How low can you go? It's like... What?
Oh my God.
It's not even subtle. It's like, how shitty are you? How big of a piece of shit can we make you be right now?
It's like a war crime. Like, I think it was against the Geneva Conventions. Like, they probably have that in there.
They may have been tried shortly.
They may
after.
Be tried in international court.
Yeah.
They're going to have to live in Argentina.
What do they call that? What's that term? God. Court martialed or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think that's a military thing, isn't it? Or court martial. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, no, that's so the one I was thinking of. I mean, it's going to ruin it now because it's not nearly as bad as that fucking human rights violation that was. like there's going to be a news story.
I'm reading the Geneva Convention right now. It says there's a bunch of crap about, like, whatever.
Sarin gas.
The nerve gas. And then there's the softball tunnel.
Yeah,
softball tunnel. How low can you go?
And it's along those lines. Like, it's similarly offensive to human decency. Like, it's God. Unbelievable. Dude, the one I remembered is it's almost as bad. It's not making him crawl in the dirt. I mean, that's you can't get worse than that.
Yeah.
It's unless it was like, here, we'll literally shit on your faces.
Sorry, I have a mental snapshot of one of the girls coming out of the fucking getting through the tunnel, just like dirt all over her face.
Oh my God.
And her whole jersey. And she's like sweating and like just, she just looks like she's just been like broken as a human. Just completely, her spirit is, and she just did it because like they have to do it. Like there's just, like she, I can see social the confusion pressure in her face. It's like, well, how did I get to this point? What did I do to deserve this? Why? I guess I just did this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I would, dude, I'm not even joking. I would literally stop that as a parent. I would literally, if I were you, I would have. I'd been like, fuck, no. Yeah. No. God, you assholes. You won, assholes.
Yeah, you won.
Go celebrate by yourselves among the winners of the game.
Oh,
you don't need, God, unbelievable. So the one I remember as a kid watching my sisters was, when the team would win, they would go over. They would be the fucking dugout thing where they go over and, oh, man. Hold on. I just saw some news that I'll say after this. But anyway, they would go over to the dugout and like you said, they'd make a fucking tunnel and they'd say, we are proud of you, Seb. We are proud of you.
Yeah.
We are proud of you, Seb. Like, you lost. You just beat them. What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like fake sportsmanship. There's nothing worse than
unbelievable.
That.
It would only happen in girls' sports. I'm sorry. It would only happen in girls' sports. Men would not do this.
True. I've never seen that ever happen.
I don't know why that is. I'm not saying anything other than that. It would never fucking happen for boys' sports.
Yeah,
I don't get what the fuck that is. But it's the most condescending fucking horseshit. But, dude, I'm not joking. I cannot believe that, like, parents would let that, what you described, happen. That's unreal. It's unreal.
Yeah. I love my daughter. We didn't even say anything to her. She just didn't do it. She's like, I'm not doing
amazing.
This. Amazing. Yeah.
The only girl on the team that did it. Good job not fucking doing that. God.
Yeah. I remember from baseball, the only thing we ever did was we just do, like, at the end of the game, we'd say 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? Mm-hmm. And then whatever that team name was. That
and then you go, good game, good game, good game, good game, good game.
Yeah.
Good,
McDonald's. Yeah.
best inside.
Greatest joke of all time.
Yeah, you just say good game again. That inside joke was after a hockey game because we do the handshake line for every hockey game we play, and like I think you first said like, oh, all we're saying in this line is can't wait to go to McDonald's, can't wait to go, and then I was like, we're just McDonald's. In the handshake line, going by each other. Like,
it's the best. That's like the funniest thing you've ever said. It's the greatest joke of all time.
McDonald's.
So true.
because we would go to McDonald's after every game, pretty much.
Yeah.
You play a grueling hobby. I don't play that anymore.
Only,
but it's
the only upside of which is you can go eat 1,000 calories of horseshit.
It's not that it's the only upside. It's just it's fucking awesome after you play that hard and you're exhausted. So, you're like, I get to go to McDonald's. It's perfect. They're both good. They're opposites. But it's just funny. Oh, God, everyone's saying good game, good game. Good. There's that rhythmic chant of good game the whole time you're going down the line, and just changing that to McDonald's. Everybody on either team
as
is going to McDonald's.
We all know, as though everybody's on the same page.
Oh, God. I would think of that like every couple of weeks and laugh just as hard as the first time for months.
Dude, you know how long that's been, too?
Yeah.
Probably 4 years.
Yeah. It's still funny.
Oh, God. So funny.
God, it's so funny.
So anyway, I guess we'll close this. Dude, first of all, I think I might just put this all on the regular fucking program because this was awesome. So regularly scheduled listeners, you're hearing this. This is the kind of quality you get on the boner. But this was I got to include that cheering thing in the regular thing.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing. But anyway, we'll close this episode with the sad news that Powers Booth died. God, love that guy. You know Powers Booth?
No.
Yeah, from Tombstone. He's the guy. He's great. He's an actor you would recognize if you saw him. He was also in, he was in that show, not Westworld. What's the one that was the Western one that was on HBO before Westworld? The name I can never remember. I have to ask Lydia every time. Every time.
Wow. I would have. Deadwood.
Deadwood. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He was in Deadwood and he was great. He's great.
I haven't
actor.
Watched that still. Fuck.
Dude, you gotta watch that. It's a good show. It's a show that's unlike any other show ever. Like there's no other show where you could be like, oh, it's like that one. No, it's not. It's different than every show I've ever seen. So like maybe you won't like it, but it's at least you won't be watching it thinking, God damn, I'm sick of seeing the same bullshit every show. Like it's so different. It's cool. The writer, whoever wrote it, like, I don't know what other stuff they've done, but it's a really different writing style. It's really cool.
Huh.
But anyway, great show. Great Powers actor. Booth. So, in memory of Powers Booth. Good good actor. 68. You know what I realized? Like, oh, my God. Hold on a sec.
Who else did?
Never mind. No, I remembered, because, like, our dad's actually pretty fucking old. Like, isn't he 70?
72?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I forget sometimes how old that is because, like, we see Powers Booth. He's younger than our dad. And he seems like a super old man. So it's kind of, anyway, I just thought of that. But anyway, so I'll put this all this horse shit in the regular. So that's, if next time I'm not going to do that. So go to patreon.com/shoeshine and we'll see you guys next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.